Hello, this is Mitchell. Today I want to talk about... Hang on, let me start my truck. All right, we're ready to roll. Today I want to talk about online marketing. So if you should be doing online marketing, maybe some common questions that come up. So that's what I'm going to talk about. So what I really want to start off with is if you're asking the question, should I be marketing online, that answer is yes. Because the thing is, there's a number of free avenues to where you can market your business online. Really a big one for, in my mind, a big one right now is just social media. Turn your, whatever you're on most, your Facebook or Instagram or, I'd want to say Snapchat, but I think right now there's just not, I don't think there's a whole lot of business people or other people that want to spend a lot of money on Snapchat. You know, they're sure there's a lot of, I think there's just a younger crowd on Snapchat, but the Facebook and Instagram, I think, is a big one. And then LinkedIn, depending on, what your business is. LinkedIn is really, really good for B2B. Those type of businesses, or, I mean, even some service businesses, but man, turn your Facebook, I like Facebook, and I turned my Facebook basically into a social business platform for me. So every time I get on Facebook, my first thought is, okay, where can who can I talk to that, you know, maybe we can help each other out in business or in life or in marketing or, you know, anything like that. So you just turn your personal, I mean, and people try to, you know, make a Facebook page about this or about that. Man, just go on your personal Facebook page. You don't need to do a business, I mean, obviously depending on what your business is, but, you know, make a Facebook page for your business. Like if you have a local bakery, of course, have a local baker shop or local set up locally on Facebook and a page and everything. But you don't have to spend so much time on that side of things as you do just personally reaching out to people or, you know, commenting back on people who are hitting you up. Or liking other people's posts, or just getting involved. I think just getting involved will just bring you more awareness. Just personally, you getting involved on all of the groups in your industry, buy, sell, trade in your local area. Facebook is good. Facebook's great. It's just getting you one step closer to that word of mouth referral, which is obviously really strong. It's kind of like in my eyes, it's a little step behind that. So social media, if you refer somebody on social media, it's almost, but not as good as an actual in-person referral. Like, hey man, I think my roof's messed up. Who do you know that can, definitely use this guy. If we're in person, you know, if we are having lunch or something and I tell you, hey, here's a roofer, call this guy. I'm probably going to call that roofer. Or I think most people would. If you refer someone on Facebook or if you put a post out there that says, hey, I'm looking for a roofer, does anybody know of anybody? You're most likely not going to call every single one of those guys. Some people might, but if you're in business and you're not on social media, you need to at least be familiar with it. So get on social media. Number two is, I think everybody needs a website. I think everybody needs a website nowadays. Even if, you know, you think, it's not going to help you out a whole lot. I mean, I actually make websites for clients and, professionally. And, I just kind of whipped up a website for a friend of mine, spent about 2 or 3 days on it, and got some, you know, a few pretty good photos and just kind of threw it up and put some content on it for him. And, you know, 2.5 months later, he gets a lead, you know, because someone was actually searching on Google Maps for his business. Went on his website, filled out a form, and, you know, there's a lead. So, called the guy, and they have a meeting set up. So, I mean, just having a website, I mean, we didn't spend a whole lot of time, it's not a whole lot of money, but just having it up, setting up a Google My Business, so you can pop up on, you know, local searches on Google Maps. So, that's just, you know, another thing. Just, hey, just get it set up. Just, it's almost like what people say in real estate is buy real estate and wait. Don't wait and buy real estate. You know, it's just an asset that's going to continue to grow for you. So build a website, put some content up. You know, you need to manage it, you know. But it's always good to put up a few blog posts or, you know, change some content around or, you know, update. If you're on WordPress, update all of your plugins, make sure your security's tight, that kind of a thing. If you're not on, anyway, I guess to sum it all up, if you're in business and you're not on Facebook, you need to be. So, it's my 2 cents. Let me know what you guys think. Any questions or anything? Two hobbies are real estate and internet marketing and web design. So if anybody is interested in anything like that, feel free to reach out. We'll catch you on the flip side.